Auckland's Radio.
This coming Saturday at the Nomad Theatre in East Horsley, we're going to have our second annual Surrey Showcase. And one of the things we're trying to do before we actually have the day is introduce you to some of the superstars that are going to be performing. And I have got with me Emir Thomas, who is performing on Saturday. Good afternoon, Emir.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, thank you for coming. Really appreciate it. He's a good-looking lad, by the way. I know this is radio, and I'm going to spoil it for you by letting you not see him. But nevertheless, thank you for coming in. I really do appreciate it. How did you have to come very far?
Well, I've come from Epsom, so just thank goodness the traffic wasn't too bad and the weather didn't stop me getting here on time.
Yeah, well, you got here on time, and that's always appreciated, because you've had a day at work before you got here, is that correct?
I have, yeah, unfortunately.
Right, okay, there. You're not quite the professional full-time musician yet, but I'm sure that's your ambition.
Aspiring, yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, okay. Right, let's have a little bit of personal history. You come from...
I come from Epsom. With parents originally, my dad's from Llanelli in West Wales, and my mum's from Shropshire. So, yeah, kind of... mixed background. If I said I wasn't Welsh, my dad would have my head. So,
were you born in Wales?
Unfortunately, not. He did actually ponder. He asked my mum if she would be okay with going across the Severn Bridge in an ambulance. She very quickly said no. So unfortunately, he has to deal. But I was in red rugby scarlets and Welsh rugby gear from a very young age.
So. I'm getting a clear impression your dad is a loyal Welshman.
He is, yeah,
big time. Where was he born?
He was born in, I think he was born in Swansea. I'm not sure.
Right, in Swansea, right, okay. Well, nevertheless, Emir Thomas would tell anyone that you had a Welsh connection, that's for sure. Are you a musical family in any way?
Well, yeah, definitely very performing-based. I mean, my parents, my dad has sung in Welsh male voice choirs. My mum has been performing a lot of dancing and theatre and stuff on that side of the family. So, and I've done it, I've performed... forever, and so do my two sisters.
I was going to ask, have you got sisters and brothers?
Yeah, I've got twin sisters.
And what do they do in terms of showbiz?
Ballet Rombe in Richmond Way, which is a very good ballet and contemporary school. Yeah. And the other has just finished studying at the Brit School in theatre, and she's brilliant with musical theatre and everything. So much more talented than me. They should really be on here.
For you guys, there really is no business like show business.
Not at all. Yeah. Jazz hands in the morning with breakfast.
This is absolutely fantastic. Well, look, let's talk about you and your music. Who do you like? Who have you listened to? Who has influenced you?
Well, I grew up with my father. He loves Neil Diamond. And Neil Diamond, it was the first concert I ever went to. Me and my sisters were very clearly the youngest people in the whole room, in the O2. And... we knew every single word because we just grew up with it. On when we were taking family trips, it would just be we'd go through all the Neil Diamond records and yeah, that. And my mum was a big Bowie fan, so it was a lot of fantastic music when I was growing up to pick and choose from. And then my personal favourite is Fleetwood Mac. I love Fleetwood Mac. I love them.
Seen them live?
I haven't, unfortunately. Me and my girlfriend have been trying to find, we're desperate to go to Glastonbury because I've heard that they're headlining next year.
Are they?
Apparently so. I don't know if that's...
really?
I'm just starting rumours that
yeah,
I can't.
But without Lindsay Buckingham, you see.
Of course.
That I wouldn't... I mean, I've seen them several times with Lindsay Buckingham, but...
I'm very jealous.
I'm not sure I would go and see them now. But anyway, that's enough about me. how long have you been writing and performing yourself?
Well, I've been writing for years. I wrote songs before I even realised I was doing it. And then I wanted to pick up the guitar to start trying to do it myself, and after some patchy songs in front of my old school assemblies, I kind of started to find my feet after studying at a college, and I love putting what I'm feeling into writing and trying to put a decent melody to it as well.
I love it. Are you saying your first gig was in school?
Yeah, I played a lot in school, and then I did some of the kind of talent show things we had going on, and then yeah. I sung in front of a whole male school, and I sung in front of all of them, which everyone kind of was surprised that I was. That's the only time I've ever felt really nervous, was because all the guys looking up at you thinking, yeah, I don't know what they could have been thinking.
I can imagine.
But
they could have eaten you alive if you were rubbish.
I mean, they have done after the fact. At the time, they told me I was brilliant, but maybe it was a slightly wobbly
When you did this first gig in school, was it a cover or something you'd written?
It was an original song. We had house charities, and our house charity was Help the Heroes.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd write a song for our house charity, and they asked me to sing it at the end of year
assembly. Tempted to ask you to give me a few bars now, but it wasn't
my finest lyrical work, I must say, but the message was there nonetheless.
Okay. So you started years ago. When did you take it seriously, I'm assuming, or what do you call seriously?
Well, I mean, I've been, when I started playing live and getting paid for it is when I had to start taking it, I guess, seriously, because when people are paying for your time, you have to be somewhat professional, I guess. But when I really realized that I wanted to push for this and do something special with it was when I wrote actually the song that hopefully you're going to play. I realized, because it was the best of a few songs that were along the similar kind of line, and I thought I was very proud of it when I wrote it, and I was it just put a smile on my face and kind of made me want to really get the EP that I was working on written and get it out there.
Fantastic. We are going to play Conjure of Flame, I think you're talking about. That's what we are going to play, I can tell you that for a fact. I got it off iTunes this morning.
Thank just you for this. Just special for me. I feel honoured.
You feel rich, surely.
Oh, yeah.
Do you always sing on your own, Emir, or do you have a band?
I sing on my own at the moment. I mean, I've worked with a couple of bands and stuff like that, but nothing at the moment. I'd love to, because I feel it would add something extra to a lot of my songs if I could, but yeah, not at the moment. Me and the guitar at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's okay. We are talking to Emir Thomas, who is one of the performers at our Surrey Showcase this coming Saturday at East Horsley Nomad Theatre. So, what can people expect at the Showcase this week? Did you do last year's, by the way?
I didn't know. I only heard about this for this year's show, so they can expect some of my own music. I'm really looking forward to singing it. I'll be on it. It's at 20 to 5. My set is,
and so 4:40 on Saturday.
And right. I'll be singing some of my own songs. It's just me and an acoustic guitar. And I love my lyrics. Lyrics are the most important thing for me. So listen to the words, and hopefully I make you feel something.
Just a small technicality. When you say acoustic, do you mean plugged in acoustic, electric acoustic,
electroacoustic?
I thought I will have trouble hearing you. But there you go. And how long are you on for? How long is your slot?
I believe I got 20 minutes. So.
You got 20 minutes. Okay, and that, of course, is without the screaming encore.
Inevitably
coming your way.
I hope so.
It's fantastic. Tell me about some of the gigs. Did you start off by doing open mic nights and stuff like that?
Well, I was very lucky. I had a few older friends who worked in pubs locally, so I started. I started to sing in the pubs in the Wheatsheaf Fuel Village.
Yeah,
lovely little pub, and I was singing there. You know, every month and stuff like that, and then I started to go elsewhere in the Epsom and Ewell area mainly, and I've been trying to sing in as many places as I can, whoever will have me there. But I was lucky enough a few years back to play in Italy, because we stayed in a resort in Lake Garda for a lot of a few years on the trot, and then the people in the local bar knew that I sang, and they gave me the opportunity to sing a few nights there, which was brilliant. Because,
and did they give you some euros for that?
They did, and some beautiful Valpolicella red wine. So that was the main excitement.
That was the main reason for doing it. Yeah, okay. Have you any gigs you'd like to publicise right now?
Well, other than coming up on Saturday, I'll be in the first few weeks of September. I'll be in the Eight Bells in Ewell Village. I'm sure I'll be back in the Wheatsheaf sometime in September or early October, and in the Ballymoe Epsom sometime again late September.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, look, tell us about the song "Conjure of Flame," because the title itself is interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of a song of really trying to focus on yourself in a situation where you've been made to feel a little bit, you know. Worthless is a heavy word, but I guess you can in the moment, and just really, it's about really kind of thinking, you know, it's whoever's put you down, whoever's made you feel less than yourself, don't let them do it. It's about really trying to overcome when you're feeling down, I guess.
Emir Thomas, Conjure a Flame.
Thank you very much.
Gone by now, but you're dragging me down. Well, it's too late now, cause I'm in too deep. I'm just a fuel to your convoluted fire. Caught in your own mind, you play pretend with the weak. Oh, you butcher them with desire. But I'm all over it tonight. There's no point in feeling this way about you. There are no points in this fight, and I know that all you said was true. Go on and have your opinion, I made my mistakes, but they all come falling out tonight. You were too blind to see I could conjure a flame, and if you had it all, tell me, would you do the same? Except a couple of gems and the times I made you laugh. Guess I just spend the whole time searching for more. Now I sing the same song for the thousandth time, but you'll only hear the truth when you catch me on the flip side. Lock myself away, can't figure out anyone, I can never be sure. Cause it's too late now, I'm just in too deep. I was the fuel to your convoluted fire. Caught in your own mind, you play pretend with the weak. Oh, you're butting me with desire. But I'm all over it tonight. There's no point in feeling this way about you. There are no points in this fight, and I know it always said was untrue. Go on and have your opinion, I made my mistakes, but they all involve calling out your name. You were too blind to see I could conjure a flame, and if you had it all, tell me, would you do the same? You said sorry too many times. It's up your deceit past the end of the line. This is the last wave, goodbye. Take a look over your shoulder one last time. But I'm all over it tonight. There's no point in feeling this way about you. There are no points in this fight, and I know that all you said was untrue. Go on and have your opinion, I made my mistake.
A cracking track there from Emir Thomas, who has just met with me in the studio, and what a charming young man he is. He'll be there at the Surrey Showcase on Saturday at 4:40 for 20 minutes of the best music you're going to hear, let me tell you. Brooklyn's Radio.